the Baltimore Comic Con. I'm talking to Scott Kurtz of PBC. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. We wanted to ask, first of all, you were on the podcast with the D&D game with the Penny Arcade guys.
Yeah.
How'd that all come together?
Well, Wizards of the Coast wanted to advertise and push the fourth edition, but they didn't want to do, you know, the normal just banner ad thing that could be maybe ignored or dismissed. And so they actually asked us for our input, what we thought. So we had proposed doing a podcast where we all played, and then they could use that to post as their kind of advertising campaign.
Right.
And it's kind of a no-brainer because for us, we love D&D. We got to play 4th edition early, and they got a lot of attention for it, so it just was kind of this wonderful serendipity of, you know, we're in a position to help for a product we love, and it's all worked out. So
is there going to be any more on-air D&D playing from you?
They're telling us they want to do it again.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to, and I'm contemplating a move to Seattle anyway, so
yeah.
It would be real easy to do, and so yeah.
Getting a little tired of Texas?
Oh yeah. That happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other D&D happening in your life nowadays, or?
We started kind of a friendly campaign over at a friend's house. My brother's playing as well, and it's kind of a quiet kind of game once every couple of weeks, but we're having a blast.
Yeah. Have you brought back the Bronze Bottom Clan, or is this somebody else?
No.
Do you want to tell us about your character, I should say?
Yeah, I'm playing a Warlord. I wanted to really try that class, and I fucking love it, man.
Yeah.
I love the support class. It's so much fun. And my brother's playing a Paladin, so we have a Rogue as well, and so I'm always like leaf on the wind and setting him up and inspiring words,
bossing them around and whatnot.
Yeah. So, no, it's just a human Warlord. It's been pretty fun. So, but yeah, he's named Benwin because Benwin's just kind of been my default D&D name since I was a kid.
I think everyone has those, you know.
Yeah, which is actually kind of a funny story because when we sat down to play for the podcast and I said my name's Benwin Bronzebottom, I guess it's kind of, that name is no longer just mine now.
Yeah.
It's kind of offered out to the ages, you know, so.
Maybe even show up in future editions or something.
Yeah, that's my dream now. I think that's fitting, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, the name you always used for D&D growing up, now it's in the book.
Yeah, exactly.
That's retiring right there. You're retiring.
Recorded history. Okay, well, switching gears slightly, I know you've got the webcomic book out now.
Yeah.
If you had to put a capsule piece of advice for somebody who maybe is interested in doing gaming-related webcomics of their own, getting out there, is there any small tidbits of wisdom you could give, aside from by the book, of course?
I guess I would say, especially if it's going to be a gaming webcomic, that don't try to emulate. Just write from truth and personal experience, and you've got half the battle won there. I think a lot of people try to, you know, especially with Penny Arcade Day, they try to emulate Penny Arcade. And then they just come off as someone ripping off Penny Arcade. So, you know, just because you're doing a gaming strip doesn't mean it has to be a Penny Arcade strip. You know? If you go look in the newspapers, every strip's a family strip. You know?
Right.
They're all different. No one accuses them of ripping each other off because they're all different, but they're all family strips.
Right.
And everyone's got a unique set of friends, you know? Everyone's got a unique
Especially
set of...
Especially among gaming, it seems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the archetypes will all be the same. You know, you got the role player and the number cruncher. Just do your own thing and don't try to emulate too much. And I